Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. I am Shane Matsoyane. Bafana are in action this afternoon against Malawi. Earlier today, we caught up with Luther Singh, who was voted man of the match in their previous game against Uganda in the semi-finals. Please sit back and enjoy the interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Luther, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thanks yourselves, and thanks for having me, first of all.
Oh, very well, my brother. Look, man, a disappointing result over the weekend against Botswana after leading 2-0 at halftime. What happened, Luther?
I think, yeah, it's what, like you said, we were 2-0 up, and in football, you know, it's never over until it's really over. So we were ahead, we lead it, and then after the first goal, they got the confidence to come at us, which they did. And they got a second goal. Like I said, it's football. Anything can happen in the game. And it's 90 minutes. So we had a good first half. And I think they had a better second half, which the result showed.
Yeah. And but then you guys bounced back against Uganda just a few days ago. And you were influential in that game after the introduction of Jamondre Dickens. What did you guys do right in that game against Uganda?
I think, first of all, when after the first game we lost, the guys knew that it wasn't what we came here for. We disappointed ourselves because we had the game in our hands and we just let it go like that. And then we had to go back and work on a few things with the coaches, which the coaches did. And we had to bounce back the second game, which we did very well. I think the team knew in the second game what we had to do, and the players were more gelled together as a group.
Sure.
And things worked out for us better than it was in the first game.
And, you know, there is always that talk that you guys do not take Costa Rica Cup seriously. I mean, how true are those allegations, man, Luther?
Well, I mean, we all know when we come to the Costa Rica Cup, we want to win it, first of all. And that's everyone that is here in camp. That's what we came here for. We won. But like I said, on the day, it's just the team who takes the opportunities that they have and grabs with both hands. And on the day, they took the opportunity that they had against us and they won the game. So it's not to say when we come here, we don't take the Costa Rica Cup seriously. But most of us that is here is under 23 team.
Yeah.
We are here. We want to show us as South Africa that we are capable of playing in the Bafana national team. So this was an opportunity for us. And I'm sure all the players that was here, they wanted to show. And the players wanted to win the trophy as much as the South African people wanted it. But it didn't happen. And it's not to say like the players don't take the cup seriously. So I feel that my personal opinion is that we took it serious. We came here to win the tournament, but unfortunately we couldn't. But now at least we're still in a cup, a final again.
Yeah.
So at least we can walk away with something. Not what we wanted, but at least it's something to come here for and go home with it.
Sure, yeah. And preparations going well for the final against Malawi today?
I think it's been well from the first day. The coaches have prepared as well. They did their job. And it's only up to the players now to take in what they gave us at training and apply it into the game, which will be good because the preparations are very good from the first day we got here until the last day, which is today. So we prepared well, so we just have to take in what the coaches told us and apply it in the game.
And how has it been working with Coach David Notwane?
I think it's been well because I've worked with him before in under-20s as well. And with most of the players he worked before, he knows. He's very passionate about the game. He's played, he has the experience, he knows things. So it makes things much easier for us as players because we're speaking to someone that has been there, that's played there at the highest level. And to have someone like him in the technical team, it makes things easier because he's been there, he has the experience, and he's a very good coach. Like I said, he's passionate about the game as well. So the things that he tells us is not things that he haven't experienced. It's not things that he haven't seen. Things that he tells us is things that he experienced and have seen before. It helps us as individual players and it helps us as a group as well to have someone like him in the group and as our head coach, of course.
Yeah. And the coach picked mostly the under-23 players, just like you said earlier. I mean, for this year's Costa Rica tournament, saying he is preparing for the under-23 AFCON qualifiers against Zimbabwe later this month. You think you guys are on the right track heading into the tournament later this year in Egypt?
I think with the group that we have quality players and we have a very, very excited group with the technical team as well. They are very good. So I just feel that we have to work together as a group and as a union to get to where we want to go. We all want to go to the Olympics, but the first step is to go to the AFCON, and after the AFCON, we can go to the Olympics. But the way we're working, I think there's been good progress in the group.
Sure.
there's been good progress in the players because most of the players are playing in their leagues, and to have them in a group as well, it's exciting group. And if we just listen to the coaches and if we all work hard, I think good things will come our way moving forward into the AFCON and to the Olympics as well.
Yeah, and you have always impressed every time you don the national team jersey, and the people of South Africa, they always seem to want more of you. How long do you think they will have to wait before they see you in one of the top teams in Europe?
I think it's just a matter of time and work in process. It won't come easy. I have to continue working to stay humble and to always be open to learn, which will help me a lot to get to where I want to go. So for now, I can just do what I have to do. I can just work harder, extra harder than what I am working to get to there where I want to go. I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's not impossible either. So we just have to work the way I'm working, and hopefully good opportunity will come one day, and when it comes, for sure we'll grab it with both hands.
Yeah. My brother, thank you so much, man, for taking your time and speaking to us on Sokola Duma and Radio, and good luck on your game this afternoon against Malawi. Thank you so much, brother.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.